And just the same reminder. So in listening, establish a receptive consciousness, so you're receiving the sounds. So it doesn't really matter what sounds are there. Just let them come to you. So there's pleasant sounds and unpleasant sounds, whatever. And get a feeling for a consciousness which is not trying to get anything or become anything, just receptive, very, very simple, listening. And then the non-language, I've been suggesting, non-becoming. Non-anticipation, say. Watchful, available. And return to this as often as you can, to this awake mind, again and again and again. So it becomes kind of more and more a momentum towards that awareness rather than the momentum of thought. And then the posture, try to set up your posture so you're really rooted on the ground. Take time to feel the base of the posture. If you're on a chair, plant your legs nice and wide, nice and solid. If you feel sleepy, you're on the chair, take yourself to the edge of the chair. Don't lean back. So from the firm base, then rise through the spine. Sit with a tall spine. That's very helpful. Tall, open shoulders, open chest. Hands and arms relaxed and face nice and soft. And monitoring the body as a kind of energy system is very helpful. So if you do suffer a lot from dullness, then straightening the spine is the kind of easiest way to bring vitality. And then just feel the breathing. Feel an in-breath, feel an out-breath. And don't tighten your eyes, don't look for the breath. Just let it come into consciousness. So the kind of language I use, let breath become conscious. Let it come to you. Now feel the whole body breathing. Just kind of get a sense of the whole body rather than your sort of localized in one bit of the body. So relax the face and include the eyes in this. Don't be looking for anything. Include the head. So the whole body sitting here. Make that suggestion and let it become conscious. Don't look for anything. Just make that suggestion and just try to feel the whole body and be patient. Let it come into vision, as it were, onto the screen. and use that whole body feeling as a way of remaining watchful and available. So bodily sensations are something that are natural, they're going on now. And then notice things like anticipation, like you're trying to find somebody experience, or you're looking for something. So let it come to you. Again, include your face. Don't tighten your eyes. Include your head. So the body is in awareness rather than you being in the head, kind of looking at the body. And then within that, feel the breathing, feel the whole body breathing. So the awareness is very open and expansive. And that's very similar to the listening. And let's just call that the balance, like riding a bicycle. Balance of open awareness, non-becoming. Now we're just learning how to ride the bicycle, sustain that simple balance. So it's a training in presence, a training in being watchful and available. And then you'll get kidnapped, preoccupations will crowd into consciousness, and when you notice that, find the balance and then ride the bicycle. And then certain bodily parts will kind of become more apparent because of tension or pain or whatever, and let them become conscious. if you feel some kind of a strain somewhere, rather than just reacting to it, just let it become conscious, let it really sort of open up. And then you'll notice when your attention goes into thinking, you feel it in the brain, you feel it in the forehead. Attention kind of gets caught up. There's a brain, you allow your attention to fall down into the body, say. Abide in the body, or let the body become conscious, the same idea. So there isn't like an attempt to get anything. You're kind of squeezing your eyes trying to find something. But there is awakeness. There's still vitality, presence. And the whole body, you start to feel the whole body sitting here.